The faith-based group Wisdom will hold a rally on the steps of the state capitol today. It will include testimony from former inmates and their families about the damaging mental health effects of prolonged confinement in segregation cells. Janice Gilbert of Middleton says her 25-year-old adopted son Aaron has been stripped of his mental health medications and held in solitary confinement several times since entering prison in 2012. Gilbert says when she and her husband visited Aaron in August after he'd spent 2 months in solitary, they barely recognized him.
He looked like a wild man. He screamed in gibberish for about 10 minutes. There was paranoia, there was hallucinating, the whole nine yards.
Gilbert says she and her husband can't track the medications Aaron is or isn't getting because federal health security laws, known as HIPAA, prevent prison officials from sharing that information with them. But she says she's convinced Aaron's stints in solitary have led to his current psychosis. She says he might have remained sane if he was allowed to stay in the general prison population.
Now, some people might say prisoners aren't a civilized population. We make them more uncivilized by keeping them in solitary confinement.
Gilbert backs the reforms Wisdom is calling for that include establishing special mental health units in all the prisons. DOC officials have said they are considering changes in the use of segregation, but so far have provided no details. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.